A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you serious?
Hey, Marcus Bronzy here. This is How to Kill an Hour. I don't know what voice this is.
We're transmitting live from Kazakhstan, and I'm Funk Butcher.
Nice. You retard. There's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Right now, you're killing some time with us. I'm Marcus Bronzy, I'll say it properly.
And I'm Funk Butcher.
And how... I understand, Funk, you kill a bit for this episode. I feel like I'm going to take some credit for this.
Yeah.
I recommended a film.
Uh-huh.
I mentioned it.
Yes.
And I mean, when it came up on your Netflix feed,
yeah.
Was it because Marcus recommended it that you picked it or no?
Most definitely. No, seriously, most definitely. I will actually give you 200% credit.
Thank you very much.
Not 100, 200% credit, because cool. I'd actually had seen the advert, but I'm one of those snobbish people. I look at the banner on Netflix. Do I recognize any of the actors? Do I like the color?
No, you're that
yeah,
snobby.
Yeah, I do it, man. Do I recognize the title? I'm just like, I don't remember this being at a cinema. Swipe. But after the... Marcus is a gasp. In shock. Yeah. So after the last episode where you recommended, I thought, let me give this a try. So I decided to... take a leap of faith into the world of unknown movies, which I don't frequent that much. I'm kind of more of a blockbuster, well-known titled, and has to have been at the Cannes Film Festival for me to kind of...
No, really? You shut up, man. You're such a snowflake. A film has to be in the Cannes Film Festival for you to watch it.
Has to be nominated at Sundance.
Has to have won at least 4 Oscars.
Yeah, has to have had 75 Grammys. And So I thought I'd give this film a chance. The film is called Spectral.
And it's a Netflix original,
It's a
right?
Netflix original. Yeah. So again, I was a bit dubious. I was thinking Netflix, they got too much money. I think they're getting a bit cocky. Maybe they're just chucking money any which way and they're just getting all these pictures coming in at them and they don't really care about the level of quality. They're just trying to build up their content on their website.
How can you say that after Stranger Things?
No, but the thing is, for every Stranger Thing, there's a bit of a strange thing in their in their film catalogue. So yeah, I checked out this film, Spectral. You know when you keep the film banner in one place, it begins to play that, the trailer of what the film is. Yeah. Yeah, so I let the film hang there for a little bit. I was flicking through my phone, I was watching the banner. I was like, okay, this looks pretty meaty on the budget side of things. There was some special effects and the suits look a bit snazzy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give it a shot. So I started watching this film, Spectral, and for the listener out there, I advise you, I was dubious. I was skeptical of the spectral, yeah. But I was happily surprised. The levels of acting in there were satisfactory. The special effects were very good. The plot. The plot is where I take issue with. So Spectral is set in some point in the future, and there's a war going on.
The European country of Moldova.
Yeah, there's a war going on in Europe.
Moldova. Yeah.
And the main protagonist, this guy, has gone out there. He's kind of like a weapons developer, but you find out that he has a good heart. He thought he would join the CIA to develop weapons for defense. That's what he felt like he was doing. He thought that he was... His acts of a good nature wouldn't be used for negative purposes.
Mm.
So,
as all military scientists are so shocked to hear that the things they invent kill people.
Oh my God, you've used my semi-automatic machine gun to not mend back young kids' arms again.
You mean my intense hyper laser ray that can break apart any molecules? You're not going to use it to save lives?
No. So this young gentleman, he flies over to Moldova. He gets the call because something strange has happened. Something so peculiar and abstract that not even science can explain it. And obviously you're taking through the process of it in a short scene prior to meeting this scientist. What it can only be described as, it's what has baffled me. This is where I take issue with the plot to begin with. Spectral is where the kind of the link of the film is tied in through. There are spectral beings, otherwise probably known as ghosts, which seem to be attacking these soldiers. So we're in the height of tech and military prowess, and there's these ghosts like literally flying through these people and killing them. And I thought to myself, I don't know if I can do this. Literally, I don't know if I can do this. Am I watching a highly violent version? Yeah, of Ghostbusters.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. So, but I gave it a chance, and yeah, there was so much things in the plot that I take issue with. I mean, one of the things I don't want to spoil it for the listener, but there's one part where you actually realize what it is that is the elements, the mineral, which stops these spectral beings from coming any closer, and you think to yourself, who
there's some loose science tied around it. I like, do you know what, that's the kind of and
how many times kinda, was you watching this film, you're like, oh man,
I like it, that's the kind of junk I watched, I like that junk. I didn't go in there saying, right, this is going to change my life. I didn't want an Avatar situation,
yeah,
but Netflix, well, after I watched that, I was like, that's the right level of junk for me.
Could
do a couple little bits of emailing while I'm watching it, get a drink. Yeah. You could go for a pee while that film's on, come back and not really be disappointed.
Yeah. It's background music, background visuals.
Yeah, the film watches you as well as you watching it. I like it. I like it for that. Netflix, give me more of that, please. Yeah. Because everything can't be engaging too much.
Yeah.
Because then you just get like too drawn in.
I just have to warn the listener that if you are trying to watch something like, I don't know, Inception before this film is going to be absolutely insane. It's going to be real trippy. You're going to be like, what? Yeah. The fuck am I watching?
If you smoke weed or take drugs before watching films, be careful.
Yeah, you're seeing ghosts running down the side of walls.
Be careful.
And they can't see them. And
Be careful. Yeah. That's a good killer bit though, Funk. Thank you very much, man. I like it. VR modeling, virtual reality modeling. Now, when I say that, you might know where I'm going to go with this, but I'm going to take it in a slightly different direction.
Yeah.
Somebody has created a piece of art. By the way, you can see this piece of art at howtokillanhour.com/blog. Just search VR models and you will see it. VR models. It's an incredibly detailed piece of art that somebody's managed to print off a 3D printer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a picture of a monster's head is what I'm showing, Funk.
Wow.
And whilst seen monster's heads created before, the way that this was created was with an artist using a VR sculpting app. So he created the sculpture for the 3D print in VR.
Yeah.
So he didn't do any sanding or any cutting or anything like that. Went into this program, which he used through VR, created the actual face and printed it off. So much detail is in this. It's got me thinking, is VR a viable platform now for us to create actual physical things? Like, yes, we can create stuff with a regular screen, but by being in a room in with something VR, can we start creating stuff that we have never created before?
It's funny you mentioned that, because slightly digressing but staying on the same track, there was a show recently by a
not
Ghostbusters.
Okay, all right, cool. Yeah, go on.
I don't mean the ghosts. Yeah. So there was a show recently hosted by Animac, a prominent DJ and broadcaster over here who hosts a radio show on BBC Radio 1. And she did a show on the clubbing experience and the reduction in actual clubbing venues. There's been a sharp reduction and the closure in a lot of venues in the UK, not just the London's capital, but up and down the UK. And she was kind of going through the investigative process to find out why this is happening, is economic purposes and so forth. And one of the interviews she had was with a guy called Blaze, and he's the head founder of Boiler Room. And what he spoke about is, in the next 2 to 3 years, what Boiler Room are thinking of doing. Boiler Room, the concept of Boiler Room is that you are very intimate with whoever the DJ artist is kind of being hosted at that point in time. So Boiler Room exists is a platform where you watch a DJ showcasing a DJ set, which is him playing music or her playing music for a period of time, and you are just literally watching the DJ in a capacity that you wouldn't normally get to do, maybe in a nightclub because of the crowd of people. You can actually get that intimacy. What Blaze, the Boiler Room, is trying to do is use virtual reality to take that step further. He wants to create a setup whereby if there's a rapper on the stage, you put on this virtual reality headset and you are standing next to the rapper, or you are actually in the venue raving through this virtual reality headset through Boiler Room. So it's funny you mention that, because when you couple that with the whole dynamic of the 360 videos, which are now appearing on Facebook, that which kind of gives a complete global landscape picture, coupled with the virtual.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Reality headset. We're kind of getting to that place where we can not only build anything in terms of that monster's head, we can be anywhere.
Mm. I would love to be the guy that wears the VR set at a rave.
Yeah.
Imagine being paid. That's your job. Hey, yeah. Wear this 360 camera on your head and go and party.
Yeah.
People would love you.
Could you imagine if you still got charged for drinks?
Nah, you can't get charged for a drink. You can't go and get a drink. Can you imagine that halfway through the set, you go for a piss? You fucking... Fuck, will be outside having a fag. Fuck, you know, that was well shit. Fuck that, man.
Yeah, I think you'd be really shocked when you take off your VR headset and you realise you just pissed on your sofa. That's when it gets too realistic.
No, I meant the VR guy. The guy that's... if you're copying what the guy's doing in VR.
You've got the VR headset.
And you go for a piss like the guy is. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that'd be crazy. But that Boiler Room idea, though.
Yeah.
You know what? It was a good, very good use of YouTube and live streaming. They managed to get that close-up vibe. It's really good because the DJ is right in front of you. And the crowd's behind you, right? Have you done a Boiler Room set?
Yeah.
Yeah, wicked. And what is it like when you're... Because for me, looking at a Boiler Room set, I see the DJ and I just see arms flying around the background.
Yeah.
It looks like a good vibe for a DJ.
Yeah.
Is it weird not facing the crowd? Because you're facing right away from the crowd and at a camera. Is that weird for you?
That is very, very, very strange, because normally, as a DJ, you use the crowd's response as a visual aid of where to go with your musical set. You can't do that if they're standing behind you. So you're literally kind of, in a weird sense, you're playing blind. You're performing to no one. In essence, you're just performing to the small GoPro camera that's set up in front of you. So having that visual aid removed, obviously you can hear them and the atmosphere, but that seems to be generic amongst every boiler room set that everyone is kind of there to party anyway. So, but
yeah, there's rum in the punch there.
Exactly.
There's rum in the punch at those parties.
More than something else in that punch. But yeah, so kind of removing that aid, but it is very interesting because I think we spoke about it on an episode last year about taking the viewer and putting them in sporting venues with the VR technology. So the clubbing experience is probably come into it because obviously there is a real issue with the abundance of venues. So I guess a lot of councils will probably be happy with this idea because, hey, we don't need to build venues. We'll just probably subsidize your VR headsets and you can rave at home.
Yeah, drink at home as well. Pour your own drinks.
Yep.
Don't have to wait for the toilet. There could be a future in this, actually. Raving from home. Would you rave from home?
No. I think it's gone too far. I think it's gone too far with that.
You want to go out then, yeah?
I think is, and the thing is, with me, I don't even actually go out that much, but that experience is, what next? Virtual reality swimming? It's like, how do you remove the essential aspects of it? I mean, in short, like, don't want to be droning on, but no, I don't think you can substitute the real raving experience with a virtual reality headset. It is an amazing idea, though, and as a spectator, I'll be very interested to see it kind of take fruition. But yeah, I think just the whole element of going out and meeting people, which is kind of like, it's kind of semi being removed with the whole social network phenomenon. You're not meeting people physically. It's actually done via virtual reality in essence. So we're kind of going that way anyway, I guess. Okay.
Fair enough. I hear that, man. I mean, with regards to droning on.
It's the Matrix, man. we're all in pods.
We're in the Matrix.
With wires in the back of our heads.
Just raving. Oh, that'd be so sad. No meeting people. Speaking about droning on, US Army Star Wars style hover bike. You know, in Star Wars, there's that famous hover bike scene in the original Star Wars where they're chasing each other through the woods.
Yeah.
US Army have tested a hover bike that could be used in combat one day.
Okay.
Don't get excited, though. It's not going to have lasers coming off the front. Pew, pew. It's not going to have that. It's going to be more like a drop-off.
Okay.
Device, so you can drop off tools and stuff. It can carry 800 pounds and fly at up to 60 miles an hour for 125 miles.
Okay,
that's quite a lot. So it's quite a lot of goods to be dropping off. Mashable have got a video of the bike. There's you know, people are saying it's like a drone, really. Okay. But it needs to be manned. But I mean, I'm excited about the fact that we can have drone style things and ride on them, man. Yeah. I mean, would you ride it? Because you're a bike rider.
Yeah.
Would you ride a drone that was that sort of style?
Oh, that's cool. That is really cool.
We'll put a picture in the video up at howtokillanhour.com.
Yeah. But I think, again, you're taking the fun out of it if it's unmanned. So you can't control it yourself.
I mean, this idea is unmanned.
Yeah.
But there's, or the army version is going to be unmanned, but the version that we're seeing, well, the version we're seeing is unmanned, but the version that is out there looks like it can be ridden.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, hang on, there's space for a guy on this.
Yeah.
There's space for a couple of handlebars.
Yeah.
And zinging around this. I mean, would you want to be on something that, like, four blades below you, or should they be above you? Is this just silly? Because think about it. If we, like, actually start doing this and making drones which are so big that people can be in them, ain't these just massive helicopters?
This is what I'm saying.
Can I just fuck this up? Should we just talk about something else? Fuck's sake, right. Let's keep it moving. That was so stupid of me. I apologize. Oh, my. I can't believe I just did that to myself. Anyway, North Korea have got something in the pipeline, and we're not talking about a nuclear device. South Korea.
Oh, yeah?
And we're not talking about a nuclear device for once.
Lil Kim, what are you up to?
Oh, my God. Bruv, you'd be the worst politician out there. What's up, Lil Kim? Smack on the ass. Don't do that to me. I'm the president.
He's down. You know, yeah. he's one of his best mates is Dennis Rodman. So,
If you're cool with Rodman, I don't even know what goes on. But South Korea have some transportation that moves close to the speed of sound. The Korean Railroad Research Institute are working on their own train that can travel at 621 miles per hour or 1,000 kilometers an hour. And they're saying the train can move between Seoul and Busan, a trip that takes 50 minutes by plane or over 5 hours on public transport in just half an hour. The train can go really fast as there is no friction. Hang on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Is South Korea just describing Elon Musk's Hyperloop?
I think South Korea.
they just.
But it only goes at the speed of sound, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's from. I've got some Hyperloop stats here. Yeah, Hyperloop runs on frictionless tubes.
Yeah,
so does this. They're saying their one goes at 621 miles an hour. Yeah. Hyperloop goes at 800 miles an hour. So that's kind of the same. South Korea just saying, look, you can get whatever you want here. Well, we can do whatever you can do. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Is this some concept thing?
But I mean, there's been a lot of duplicates between nation states. Compete with each other.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
Exactly.
I can do anything better than you.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Right, so this Hyperloop technology, South Korea, I mean, we've approached it a few times. Whether we're talking about the South Korean Railroad Research Institute's projects or Hyperloop, I think they're both working on trying to make them human-friendly, because traveling that fast and stopping and starting can be an issue if it happens very quickly.
just don't go to toilet.
No, you'd be on your face. Or maybe you will go toilet if it goes that fast.
Or something else will be on your face.
The person in front of you's belly. How are you feeling about Hyperloop at the moment? Are you thinking, yeah, on this travel that fast? I mean, imagine, because I hate flying.
Yeah.
Whoa. I like flying, but I think I'm just too big for seats. So unless I fly super fancy, I don't really have a good time, and it's expensive, bruv.
The thing is about Hyperloop, I don't think people take into consideration, is that Formula One drivers are exposed to some serious G-forces, and they have to train. There's the certain neck muscle, strengthening certain neck muscles, and it was the same with fighter pilots. So putting people in a Hyperloop capacity, that have never had no form of aerobic neck training to prepare them for this. What if you've got a skinny neck and you get in a Hyperloop?
Or if the neck of the seats aren't high enough, everybody's heads are just cracked over the back. I think that's why they need to, because I don't think they can really take big corners in this. This will have to be a pretty straight tube.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what if the brakes stop working and it just keeps going round and round and round?
Because
it's frictionless tube. It will just go forever, forever, ever.
Wow.
I don't know, man. I think we should just leave it on that one, Funk. I think it's been a crazy bit of time killing that we've done.
Yeah.
That was a little bit thin at the end. I think we need to do a public service apology. There's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Don't forget to follow me. I'm at Marcus Bronzy on Twitter.
And I'm at Funk Butcher on Twitter.
Yeah, and you can follow at How To Kill An Hour on all social medias. Follow what we're up to. And check out everything that we talk about on the show in detail at howtokillanhour.com/blog. See you later.
Peace.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.